The new coronavirus has hit South Africa harder than any other African nation. So far, the country has reported more than 23,000 cases of COVID-19 and more than 480 deaths. But the disease is also affecting people's mental health as they deal with social distancing and the economic impact of the virus. 60-year-old Wendy Jones has not been able to work for 15 years because of severe mental health problems. She is also not permitted to drive. With the healthcare system centered on the COVID-19 outbreak, getting the right treatments has become more difficult for her.
I personally feel more anxious. I get really worried. And who do I go to? Am I on the right medication? Should my medication be increased? I don't know these things. I need somebody to tell me. Your trust in the medical system as it is, it should be complete. It should be absolute. But it isn't.
Masutani Majaji is the leader for information and awareness at South Africa's Federation for Mental Health. She says most patients are going untreated.
While clinics and hospitals are open, very few of them still pay attention to current mental health care users during this time. And also, there is no screening for mental health during COVID-19 screening and testing.
Kagiso Marunganye is a member of South Africa's Society of Psychiatrists. He says mental health care was poor even before the coronavirus crisis. Now we are in a pandemic, and you're finding yourself sort of on the back foot with an already fragile system and not knowing how to go about fixing it, he said. Matsutani Majaji agrees. She said, in South Africa, only 5% of the national health budget goes toward mental health services. She added that in low- and middle-income countries like South Africa, between 76 and 85% of people with mental illness receive no treatment. South Africa's mental health workers worry about what will happen after the pandemic. The country has been through similar health crises before, and the effects are lasting, Kagiso Marunganye said.
There will be some long-lasting effects on the psyche and the mental health state of the population. Based on what has happened before, we've had SARS, we've had MERS, we've had Ebola, and all of these have required some sort of lockdown or some sort of quarantine to take place.
Experts worry that this time, South Africa's struggling mental health care system will fall even more behind in meeting the needs of patients. I'm Jonathan Evans.